Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been asked multiple times to run for office, three times of which I took pretty seriously. One was for Las Vegas mayor, one was for Congress, and one was for governor. And I didn't do it, and I still do not really foresee myself in politics because of my kids. I didn't want to subject my kids to that. Now, some of you are like, no, it's because you thought you would lose. Well, that too. You know, no one wants to run a campaign, give up everything they've done just to lose. That kind of stinks. But the main reason why is, what would it put my family through? And each time I was approached, I sat with the family. And it wasn't, you know, mom, you know, you could do this or whatever you want. It was, oh, God, no. And I think one of the reasons why my family was nervous about it is because already they deal with a lot with me being in radio. When my kids were going to school, apparently their friends would pull up pictures of me. And, you know, like, I think I was in, like, a French maid outfit or something like that. And then, you know, they would give my boys, they would razz my boys about me and things like that. And you know, my boys have always kind of had to take, you know, some heat, you know, based on, you know, their mom being in public. And so sometimes it was good. You know, sometimes it was good, but, you know, a lot of times it was, you know, I'd like to, you know, not have somebody bring up my mom's boobs or things like that to me. And that does have to be hard on the kids. And I'm not even in politics. Imagine if I was in politics. So last night we learned that Ted Cruz's 14-year-old daughter allegedly suffered self-inflicted stab wounds and had to be rushed to the hospital. We're being told she's okay. She's recovering. The family wants privacy at that time. Completely understandable. And there has been some discussion on the daughter being bi, as she had been discussing pronouns once. And it said, look, I don't agree all the time with my father's politics. And she had discussed pronouns. And so some people believe that she is bisexual. And so you look at children of politicians, and that's got to be tough. That's got to be very, very tough, especially since people take politics so gosh darn seriously. And I mean, there's a lot of hatred for politicians out there. So you have a child that's just trying to find their own identity, try to navigate through the world, dealing with bullies that, you know, will find anything to bully you. And on top of that, they now have the parents' shadow. You know, this is something that I had to take into account when I was becoming more public with my kids. You know, if I said something that wasn't popular, does that reflect on them? Look at, Kellyanne Conway, President Trump's, I don't know if she was the chief of staff or chief advisor. Her daughter kept acting out. Her daughter wanted nothing to do with the politics. She didn't want to be known for that, and she wanted her own identity. Now, it ended up affecting mom's job and the paycheck, so I think there might have been a better way of doing it, but we keep seeing time and time again, these kids are speaking out going, but look, you know, I'm my own person. And it's something you don't think about when you have your own political career in mind, and you're going to vote a certain way, or you're going to support a certain candidate. Then, you know, does that, you know, if somebody's, you know, was a Bill Clinton supporter, does that mean they support all the drama that happened with Bill Clinton? You know, and people will do that. They'll extrapolate that. What I really think is happening is, you know, many people will find reasons to bully and hate. And so whatever extra fuel they have, they'll add to that. But these kids, and I just remember when I grew up, I didn't want to be known as my mom's daughter or my dad's daughter. When you're a teenager, even though you would think you would be proud to be in that family and all that, me, I wanted to be my own person. I wanted to have my own legacy. And that's very, very hard when you have parents that overshadow that. And you're always known as the daughter or the son. I mean, these actors and actresses, many of them get into movies. And they did so because of a family member. And they got an in. Now, you don't hear a lot of them complain a lot because they wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the family member. But you do see some speak out about their family member's politics because they don't want to have that same following, but they're there because of their parents. So I would suggest that if anybody is a politician, to really kind of look at what is it doing to your child and make sure that those children get help. If Ted Cruz's daughter did try to commit suicide, and, politicians are also busy, and I'm not saying that's what happened, but self-inflicted stab wounds, you know, does bring up the topic, and call 988. I think that is the new, now, the suicide hotline. It's 988 is the suicide and crisis lifeline. But if, you know, politicians are busy. That was another reason why I didn't go for politics. My kids were younger. I was like, I need to be around them. I can't be traveling all the time and away from them and dragging them on the road with me. I already don't see them because of all the work I do. But just, you know, if you are in politics, just please take a moment to check on your kids. See how they're doing. See if they need help. And then, you know, get them help. Get them counseling. A lot of our children do not agree with us or our grandparents' political philosophies or ideologies. And they do, especially teenagers, they do fight for their independence and for their own name. And they should. You know, I make sure my boys have their own credit, their own, you know, you want to start a podcast, you do it. You know, doesn't have to be linked to me. You're doing it on your own. You know, you are excelling. You're your own person. And you're going to be better than me. You're going to be way better than me because you're smarter, you know, and you know what the hell you're talking about. So, but it's frightening. And I think people really forget that you have a lot of kids and politicians. They may be wealthy. They may be well fed, but they have other struggles. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Really quickly, I just want to announce a recall of frozen raspberries. Apparently this week the FDA has announced a recall from Exportadora Copramar, who is recalling 1,260 cases of James Farm frozen raspberries due to the potential of them being contaminated with hepatitis A. So the FDA notice affects 1,260 cases of these raspberries. They're 2 to 5 pound bags per 10 pound carton, best used by next June. That would be the best used by date. I have all this written on my Twitter and Facebook if you need. For those of you that I do like to buy frozen fruits that I could later defrost or actually eat frozen. It's a great dessert, less sugar than chocolate. Sometimes you could add a little Cool Whip if you want to it, but or make a pie out of it. But sadly, hepatitis can kill, can cause liver failure. You don't want to mess with hepatitis. So the products are sold through Restaurant Depot and Jetro stores in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia. If you remember earlier this year in May, the FDA as well as Canadian health officials had to report a multi-state outbreak of hepatitis A in organic strawberries. So the FDA had to urge people to throw out fresh organic strawberries because they could have been contaminated with hepatitis A. Hepatitis A, you know, is a pretty resilient sort of virus, and it affects the liver. Even though B and C have been shown to cause chronic illness and even cancer, hepatitis A, usually if you consume it, it will cause an acute illness. You could get it from poor hand washing, contaminated food. It's transmitted fecal-oral, which means if somebody didn't wash their hands after they went potty and touched something that you ate, you could get it. You can get hepatitis A sexually, especially through oral or anal sex, or oral-anal sex in terms of, again, oral-fecal route. But hepatitis A could live outside the body for months. If you're immunosuppressed, you could die from it. So the symptoms are jaundice, yellowing of the skin and eyes, fever, abdominal pain, fatigue, dark urine, joint pain, clay-looking stools, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite. We don't really have a treatment for hepatitis A. Most of these hepatitis A resolve on their own. In fact, a lot of you guys might have had hepatitis A and just thought it was COVID or a stomach bug. But it can turn into something worse and could affect the liver, which is why we usually don't want you drinking alcohol or taking a bunch of acetaminophen or Tylenol when you have hepatitis. There are vaccines. There are vaccines now, hepatitis A vaccines. Not everybody has it. I had to get it because I worked in a restaurant, and I worked in a, well, you know what? I think it was before my restaurant days, but it was during my hospital days training. So good hand washing, good dining area hygiene, cook your food thoroughly. And when you do have fruit that you can't cook, make sure you wash it off as good as possible and keep on the lookout for these recalls. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Putin mouthed off again. And Vladimir Putin warned today that the risk of nuclear war is rising. He has, though, insisted that Moscow has not gone mad. This was during a televised meeting with officials. He boasted that his country had the most advanced weapons in its arsenal and claimed the Kremlin sees its own nuclear weapons purely as a deterrent. Now, there's been a lot of speculation of Russia using nuclear weapons on Ukraine. His forces are suffering some pretty embarrassing losses. They claim they regained territory, and the next day Ukraine moved in to take the territory back. And Ukraine has been able to, hold them off and prevent World War III. And kudos to Ukraine. It is costing countries billions of dollars. And, you know, one wonders, could this be done a little differently? Could the UN get involved and stop Putin? And there's a lot of questions arise as to what practically can be done. But we have been hearing that there's been some dirty bombs, there's been some chemical warfare, not a lot of it, but a couple things have happened that were claimed to be accidents that did spew chemicals into the air. So people wonder if he is going to be facing embarrassment or his own demise because of losing this, is he going to hit the red button? So it was reported that Russia's presidential body was warned not to upset Putin with tricky questions about his ongoing invasion ahead of the televised meeting. So it looks like there was some vetting of some of the questions that were going to be brought up, just like, you know, Biden has everything all nice and neat. Looks like they do it with all leaders. But Putin said, when we are struck, we strike back. He emphasized that Russia's nuclear strategy was based on a so-called retaliatory strike, but added Moscow would defend the country's territory with all available means. This is something he keeps reiterating. Now, again, if the guy is crazy and there's a false flag or attempt to make it look like Ukraine did something because he just wants to show his force, I do think it's a real threat. I know a lot of people think he's just blowing smoke, but you have it's a much different sort of world for these leaders whose life, whose legacy depends on a successful war. And I don't think he's really thinking about the consequences. I think he's thinking about, well, I have to win. I have to win. And not taking a step back and going, okay, you could be, you know, considered the worst leader in history if you start setting off nuclear bombs and, you know, but some people like the notoriety. I mean, he wants to be feared. He wants to look like he has succeeded. And he's got people to account to. You think these leaders are, you know, all, you know, up at the top and nothing can happen to them. But as you see with Cartel, as you see with other leaders, they could very easily be overthrown, assassinated. And so you would think that he would be in more fear of that happening to him if he did unleash, you know, nuclear wars. But who knows what he's thinking? I mean, the fact that a lot of the atrocities are being done now, it obviously is not of logical mind. So, you know, Putin, if he is saying that he could use these nuclear weapons if he is attacked, and some people are probably looking at that going, oh, okay, so you see, it'll only be for defense. Nobody's attacking him. He's good. If he feels his territory in Ukraine is attacked, that is what I think the precedent he's trying to set. I think he is trying to establish these are our territories. So if you mess with our territories within Ukraine, which is now us, then you attacked Russia. If you kill any more of our soldiers, that's attacking Russia. So the fact that he said we will use them, he hasn't used them yet, which is a good sign, but it's not somebody going all the way to Moscow and dropping a bomb. This could be any of his annexed regions. So he said, we are not going to brandish these weapons like a razor running around the world. Of course, we proceed from the fact that it exists. This is a deterrent factor that does not provoke the expansion of conflicts, but a deterrent. I hope everyone understands this. So he's trying to say, look, we're not sitting there, you know, wielding it, but it is a deterrent. And he's setting up an argument that if he does use it, it's because he felt attacked. Well, somebody not of sound mind could have that paranoia or could twist something that happened. The EU has implemented its ninth package of sanctions against Russia. They're stepping up on the pressure. Another package of sanctions. It is the ninth one, and it adds another nearly 200 individuals and entities to its sanctions, armed forces, members of the Russian parliament, defense industrial companies. They are going to sanction three more Russian banks, including a full transaction ban on the country's regional development bank to further dry out Putin's war chest. They're also going to cut Russia's access to drones, both directly and via third-party suppliers such as Iran. The bloc will also impose new controls on exports with a focus on dual-use goods such as chemicals, nerve agents, electronics, and IT components, which could be used by the Russian war machine. EU Commission Vice President Joseph Borrell said the latest measures are a direct consequence of the weaponization of winter. He wants to disrupt electricity, they say, heating, water supplies for millions of civilians across Ukraine. We are responding with those sanctions. Eight civilians have been killed in a Russian attack on a Donetsk town in eastern Ukraine. So we still have civilians. And suspicious packages have been sent to Ukrainian diplomatic missions. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. vantage point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress has reached an agreement on the National Defense Authorization Act, which would finalize the military budget for 2023. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is happy an agreement could be reached.
Like on this bill, neither party has any standing to demand unrelated goodies in exchange for doing our job and funding defense.
There was disagreement over several items in the bill, including fast-track approval for a new pipeline and the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for troops. At least two people are injured after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation and there's no threat to the public. Apple is planning to significantly expand its encryption practices as a way to ward off hackers and protect iCloud data. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Dolly Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this winter I had a couple car accidents call in. You don't usually get car accidents calling in to telemedicine. But when they're a minor, they do. Wanting to know if they could get some muscle relaxants, something for pain, what they need to do next. And I always ask what happened. And many car accidents, and I've taken care of many throughout my practice for decades. Many of them, especially recently, said the other driver was not paying attention. And he hit me. He wasn't even looking. Either they were rear-ended, or the guy ran a stop sign or a stop light. And this, they weren't paying attention. They weren't paying attention. Now, this wasn't much of an issue in the olden days when cars first came out, because there was nothing else to do but pay attention. I mean, all you had was the road. There were no radios, no stereos, no CDs to try to put into the car, no cell phones, no texting, none of that. Now it's ridiculous. And I see what a lot of people do. They might not pay for a playlist, so they go on their YouTube. And then they find a free song. Or they're listening to the radio and go, oh, that's a good song. Huh. And they're like, you know what? I want to hear it again. Or I want to hear another version of it. So then they go and they get on YouTube and they try. And it's like, come on, people. You are driving a car. It's a flipping freeway. Well, we do have another, shall we say, study looking at the worst drivers in America. And this is researchers from Quote Wizard, which is an insurance comparison website. So they're getting data out of car accidents and insurance claims. And they said drivers in Utah are the worst in the nation, yet those in Connecticut are the safest. They looked at accidents, speeding tickets, DUIs, citations from 10 million insurance quotes, and they found that Utah scored poorly in all categories of dangerous driving, including the number of crashes, drunk drivers on the roads, and tickets. Now, not to stereotype, okay, I've been to Utah. I've driven through Utah. Not a lot of bars, not a lot of places to buy alcohol. And I, you know, so you're wondering, drunk driving? That's why you have a lot of people say, look, the more you legalize, and the more you open things up, the less issues you have. I don't know. I'm kind of mixed with that. One thing, though, I do have to say is when I'm in Utah, the speed limit, I think, is 75. The speed limit is higher than, like, the 65 in Nevada. Although I could swear that Nevada sometimes has 75 miles per hour. But I have to double check that. Hold on a second. If you guys don't mind, I want to look that up because I know that we could always drive faster in Utah. I have gotten a ticket in Utah when I was in college. I drove with my friend to Zion. I got out of the ticket because I was cute back then. Now I can't. But they did raise the speed limit. I think it's 80. I'm sorry. Speed limit. Yeah. Some segments of road have 80 miles an hour. And so the psychology of that is, okay, well, if I have that extra, if I could drive faster in another state, then maybe they don't give out a lot of tickets. And Utah, beautiful state, a lot of cities, but people coming from Vegas, people coming from a bunch of other states, they love going to Park City. And it's a long drive to get to Park City. So you start to also get a little lackadaisical. You're trying to get there fast. You're hungry. You got to pee. And even though there are cities, it's, you know, every couple hours there's another city. So I do see, I mean, I know I was driving to Phoenix and I was, I had to pee, but I could hold it because I knew I would be there in an hour. And then all of a sudden there was only one lane because it was a one lane highway. I think it was the 93. 95, 93, and I stuck for 2 hours, and I almost peed out on the street. It was so bad. So anyway, so researchers at Quote Wizard looked at all categories of dangerous driving, including the number of crashes, drunk drivers on the roads, and police tickets, and the study was released. Actually, sadly, there's a 17-year-old fighting for her life after being hit by another driver in Taylorsville, Utah. Four people went into the hospital after a crash on Route 9 and Hurricane. That sounds like they might have been on the way to Zion, because you take Route 9 and you pass Hurricane, Utah, to go to Zion. Utah was followed by California, then Iowa, then Wisconsin, and Ohio as the five states with the country's worst drivers. California ranked lowest in last year's survey, still had more DUIs over the last year than any other state. Now, I hope they accounted, though, for population, because if California is the most populous state, they will have numbers. So, the best drivers were in Connecticut, or in terms of the least amount of insurance claims. And remember, that it's not every insurance company, but Connecticut was number one, Michigan, West Virginia, Delaware, Arkansas, top five. Then came Kentucky, New Hampshire, Maine, Louisiana, and Vermont, rounded out the top 10. Then came Illinois, Mississippi, New York, Oklahoma, Alaska, 15. And doesn't Alaska have issues, you know, with drunk driving? Apparently, though, not as many, maybe because it's more rural. Pennsylvania, New Mexico, New Jersey, South Dakota, Minnesota, rounding out the top 20. And then here comes Nevada as number 22. Okay, we have a lot of car accidents. How did we make 20? We're the best in the top 22nd. Maryland, Nevada, Alabama, Texas, and Missouri rounded out the top 25. In terms of the worst was Utah, California, Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio, the North Dakota. So it looks like rural might not be much of an issue there. Virginia, Arizona, Hawaii, Rhode Island. See, Hawaii is interesting. People are like, why would anybody get to an accident in Hawaii? You don't really rush. There shouldn't be, you know, much of a pressure, but there's also not a lot of roads. So for those people trying to get somewhere, like trying to get to work or trying to, you know, get to the beach, you know, there I have seen people try to rush to get to the luau. You know, there's sadly things happen. So State Patrol in Colorado, which was ranked as the 12th worst state of driving, warned this week of an annual uptick in accidents involving pedestrians in December. Why? Because of icy winter weather. So what happens is you slip and slide. Whenever I'm in an area where there's ice and I see a pedestrian, I'm like, oh, crap. Because I have driven on ice and black ice, and I cannot control my car on ice. And I know there's things you could do. You could do, like, some brake pumping, and there's some things you could do to try to get traction. But so when that car starts to slide and you can't turn the wheels, oh my gosh, I don't like to drive when there's ice. In fact, my mom's uncle died in Cleveland from black ice. He was in a car accident that killed him. So maybe that's why I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, because it's kind of nice and sunny and we don't really have a lot of ice. Although I got to tell you, when we do have snow, people do not know how to drive. They don't know how to drive when there's water. I think marijuana is also going to be a big part of it, too. I can smell it on the road. You would think those on marijuana will drive slower, and I do see a lot of slow drivers, and then you could smell the pot out the window. But you also have people that might just not care. They might just not feel it and might not realize that they're going 90. You also have, I think, an uptick in accidents because of the way the roads were. With the lockdowns, traffic, I would have horrible, horrible traffic up until 2020. Now, I rarely have traffic going to work because a lot of people work from home. So you start getting spoiled. So you start driving. You think you don't have traffic. You're listening to your music. You're singing. You're talking to somebody on the phone. And all of a sudden, boom, traffic. So just be aware, people. 1-877-DUCK-GULLY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are looking for jobs, and it's good for you guys. I know it's been tough. I understand why some people haven't returned to work. I don't blame those of you that realize you made more money with unemployment. I got to tell you, it's a rough world out there. I don't blame you. You know, just because I worked doesn't mean that was the right thing for you. If you had family you were afraid that would get COVID, if you worked in a place that would have had high crime and, people accost you or assault you because of the mask mandates and all the other BS, I get it. So, but many of you now are trying to get back into the workplace, or you just got canned because of the recession. A lot of people think we're in a recession. Other people are bracing for it. According to MSN, They say that most of the country is on, the economists have warned that we are on the precipice of a recession that will go on for months, and companies are already bracing for a downturn. I've already seen that, but I get that it could sometimes take after the typical definition of one. So this was interesting. This actually comes from CNBC, being posted by MSN. And they talk about the three most recession-proof job candidates that are in demand, even during a downturn. So while companies are freezing, laying off, they still need to function. They still need to work. Now, a lot of people think, and this is something we spoke about during the Great Recession, but a lot of people think that if there is going to be a recession, nobody's going to hire, you're screwed. And all they're going to do is keep their own employees. Well, yes and no. One thing I noticed, especially during the Great Recession, is when companies did downsize and fire people, those who weren't fired were no more happier than the ones who got fired, because now they had to work the job of two people or three people. So whether your department had, this department head, or these people in this department, or this person doing this, a lot of jobs are like, okay, this person sits around on their computer, they're talking all the time. They could maybe spend 2 hours a day doing their job, and then the other 6 hours doing these other jobs. Well, eventually, some of these individuals don't want to work like that. They don't want to do work that they're not trained to do. They don't want to do the work of three other people. Because, again, they started out in a much cushier job. A lot of these bosses needed all hands on deck. And we had to do that. During the winter months, with cough, cold, flu season, we hired extra people that, a lot of them sat around. Because there wasn't much work for them to do, but they were hired because of somebody else calling out sick. We had to have extra people on the payroll floating around in case somebody called out sick so that they could pick up the slack. And because of the labor shortage, a lot of employers did that. The problem is if you got a job where you were just kind of there as a body and now all of a sudden you have to make your salary, it's painful. And so just because there's a recession doesn't mean individuals are going to stay at that job. They might be like, to hell with this. I might as well collect unemployment too, like my friends. So, or work a job that has less duties. So they're talking about how finding a job now could take more of a more creative approach. And so Jeff Hyman, who is an executive recruiter of 25 years, tells CNBC, Make It, that the three kinds of recession-proof candidates are the makers, the shakers, and the takers. Throughout his career, he is CEO of Recruit Rockstars, an executive search firm. He's interviewed over 30,000 job candidates and has found that those who position themselves as one of these types of employees are the ones who best insulate themselves against economic turmoil. He says makers tend to possess strong analytical and computer programming skills. Shakers have strong communication and presentation skills. Takers have a natural aptitude for mathematics and statistics, as well as top-tier problem-solving abilities. See, I don't know if I would call them takers. Takers, to me, are the people that steal the whiteout. But he says, the closer you identify to one of these core types of occupations, the more likely it is that you will have a successful job search, or if you like the role you are currently in, that you will retain your job. He said that's because these roles all have a consistent focus and help businesses improve their bottom line, either by reducing costs or boosting revenue. And that's something that I've said on the show. If you want to, one, keep your job or get a job, remember, these companies are selfish. You need to show them how they're going to do better because of you. Are you going to add money to their bottom line? Are you going to bring in new clients? Are you going to help them from a diversity standpoint? Are you bilingual? I mean, I got jobs because I could speak Spanish. And I'm not 100% fluent, but I could speak enough Spanish for what they needed. And so what, and then that saved them from hiring additional translators. If you have a staff person that can't speak to half the clientele or half of the patients, they're going to have to hire an additional person to manage that. But if you could already do it, then that saves them money. I told you guys how I got my job as an ER doc. I wasn't ER trained. I was family medicine trained, still in residency, but got my license in Arizona after 1 year. And there were no urgent care jobs left because everybody had basically sucked them up. And there weren't really a lot of places in Arizona where I could drive to in rural Arizona to work. So I called up Lake Havasu ER and I said, hey, are you guys looking for anybody from like an urgent care standpoint? They go, no, we just have an ER. We're just looking for an ER doc. And I go, well, what if you pay me half of what you pay the ER doc and I'll just do your fast track, more urgent care type of issues, like your lacerations, your set, you know, dislocations, you know, these types of things that could be also done in urgent care, but they all end up, because I don't think there was an urgent care in Lake Havasu at the time. I showed them that I could save the money and give them an extra pair of hands. They loved it. They had me there for a couple years. I worked until I was in my 9th month of pregnancy. I forget. So that was third year residency. So I was there at least a couple years. So that's, you know, you just need to prove to them that you are going to be an asset. That's why whenever you interview, don't badmouth your previous boss, because they're going to picture you badmouthing them. Don't talk about all the fights. Well, why did you leave your last job? Well, the toxic culture. What was toxic? Well, you know, there were bosses sleeping with their assistants, and there was always petty this and this. And, you know, that boss might be like, okay, that's here too, which means you're going to quit. So, you know, why did you leave your other job? You could say, you know, I want to do this type of work. And the role I had, I'm grateful for that role they gave me, I didn't get to do what I wanted. I want to bring in clients. I want to, you know, have creative say. I want to know that I helped build the company. And I felt that it was going to be a dead end for me. That might be a good answer, unless, of course, you're applying for a place that will also be a dead end, but then good. You sift that out early. So, you know, study anytime you go for a job, study that company. Study that company and see what makes them tick. Also read any news on where they're trying to go with it. If they're trying to expand in other markets, you know, you might be able to help with that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on IRS.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.